Hello, Dallas Stars hockey fans. It's Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. You know, I've been thinking about a lot about the game coming up today, this evening. Though being the one game away from closing out the series and going to the Stanley Cup Final. You know, there's been a lot of talk about why aren't we scoring a lot of goals, and you know, it hasn't been pretty wins, but it's playoff hockey, and the teams that play hard are the teams that win. And that's exactly the type of hockey we're playing right now. It's defense, it's strong forecheck, it's astounding goaltending. And we're going to need that again tonight. You know, I was watching Coach Bonus on the bench and just how fired up and passionate he was to think this guy's been coaching for 30 years and he still has that love of the game like he does. And there was a little mic'd up part of a video today I watched, and it was interesting. It's like he kept saying, you know, stay on the forecheck, we have a chance. Stay on the forecheck, we have a chance. He never gave up on his team or his players. He never gave up on them. So tonight, we need to be so happy. We need to be so passionate as fans. We need to make sure that we don't give up on our team tonight. We need everybody in force tonight. If you're watching it at home, or if you're watching it at a sports bar, or if you're getting to watch it at the American Airlines Center, which there's a handful of people that were able to get tickets and be socially distanced to watch it there. I tried to get tickets, and they're hard to come by. And they were free, even. But the point is, this is the night we need to finish what we started. This has been an incredible run for the Dallas Stars. It's made me incredibly happy. And it looks like we'll be playing the Tampa Bay Lightning if we finish tonight. It looks like that's going to be the Stanley Cup Final. You know, I can't believe I didn't just go ahead and pick them out of the East. I felt like last year, you know, they had great offense but no defense. And come to find out, the general manager did a heck of a job fixing that problem, picking up key players to bring in the heavy style of hockey that they needed to have when it comes to the playoff run. You know, getting a guy like Pat Maroon and bringing him over from St. Louis, and Shattenkirk from St. Louis, and bringing people into the fold. You know, Victor Hedman's a great defenseman, but he's more of a two-way defenseman that scores goals and, you know, stays on the forecheck. He's not a very heavy hitter, but yet they fixed those problems. If I would have paid more attention to that, I would have probably picked them out of the East. All I know is it's going to be a heck of an opportunity if we get to finish what we started tonight. I just want it to be that we do it and not let them back in the series. We've done so well. And we're doing so well. And we keep up the battle, the fight. So anyway, we have exactly 4 hours until puck drop. I'm going absolutely crazy because I keep thinking about it. I'm just geared up for this. But I also got to remember what Coach Bonus says. Don't stay too high, don't stay too low with emotion. You got to stay focused and you just got to stay balanced. And I've said it 100 times in all my podcasts. I still to this day have a marvel that professional athletes have this mental state of mind. You know, I think to myself, you know, for them, they have the physical talent, they have all the skill set, but you also have to have this ability to just, you know, forget, you know, a bad game, a bad play, and stay focused, it's remarkable to me as I watch games over the years how they do that. You know, here me as a fan, my stomach's in knots and I get all a crazy emotional and I'm so fired up and, you know, and I'm just watching the game and I don't have nearly what's invested in it like they do. But I know I'm a passionate fan of this game and I always have been and I always will be. So anyway, that's just kind of my preview today. The most important thing right now is we need to get in their zone more. They have gotten a ton of shots on us, and that can eventually bite you if you don't play better in that regard. I mean, thank God, Anton Khudobin, you're playing the way you are, and we're grateful for your goaltending, and it's phenomenal, but we've definitely have to help you more tonight, because I can guarantee you Vegas is not going to go away that easily. They're going to fight tonight, so we better fight harder. And Jamie Benn, thank you for being the captain that you are, and I'm so grateful for Joe Pavelski and Corey Perry and the little things they do. And one last thing that I would like to address right now, and I'm just tired of hearing it in the media and from Stars fans about Tyler Seguin. You know, Tyler Seguin isn't scoring the goals that everyone expects him to, and I'm just going to stick up for him right now and say, if you're a fan of the game, you'll understand there's more than scoring goals, and I know deep down he's a scorer, and that's what we want to see more of from him. But if you watch a lot of the things he has done in the playoffs, there was an incredible block of a shot in the last game that basically saved the game. He's hitting, he's passing, he's grinding, he's playing all facets of the hockey game. And yes, we want him to score goals, but he's had some really good shots too. And to be honest with you, they have a hell of a goaltender on the other end, too. We know Robert Leonard is great. So is Marc-Andre Fleury. So I just think it's time that we stop putting so much pressure on Tyler Seguin and understanding that there's just really good goaltending in this series. And I don't think it has anything to do with the lack of trying and his ability or not. It's more about the fact that we have goaltending on both sides. It's absolutely phenomenal. So that's my soapbox on Tyler Seguin. So please, guys, stop and watch the game and watch the things he's doing. And you know what? If we stop, maybe we'll get out of his head a little bit and maybe he can relax. Because I know it's on his mind. That's what he's getting paid for. You can't not know that that's on his mind. It's probably driving him crazy too. Anyway, so this is my start podcast before the game. As far as like maybe the prequel to what's going to happen. Maybe more of a pre-show podcast. Hopefully by the time the game is over tonight, I'll have a phenomenal podcast of something positive. We'll be talking about the next opponent, and we'll be talking about the Stanley Cup Final preview. Anyway, hopefully everyone has a wonderful afternoon. Go Dallas Stars. We got this. And everybody just be cheering on like nobody's business, because it's time to cheer on.